Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode. Are you okay?
Yeah, just found out green tea and strawberry cough drops don't mix very well.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, just hit pretty hard.
Didn't even get through my intro yet.
Yeah, my bad, but I couldn't mute my mic fast enough. It just hit me.
You're all right. I saw you choking it. I was like, uh-oh.
I'm good.
All right. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Cinephiles. I am Dan.
I am Alex. I about said Austin.
But we are joined by Austin, so, you know, there's that.
I'm Alex.
Oh, and we are an absolute, complete, and total mess tonight. So,
yep.
There's that. All right, that's better. Okay. Now I've got everything set up that I need to be set up, I think. We'll see.
You know you don't.
I don't. I'll figure something out. My water bottle's halfway across the table. There we go. Okay. I don't know what my problem is. I don't have any alcohol in the studio right now.
Big boy couldn't make it himself.
I got home late. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway. You could join this, you know, fun event that we're having right now by calling in 718-664-9735. Or hit us up on Facebook Live, Behind the Screen Radio Show. You can write in comments. We will either answer them on the live chat or on the radio. The number is posted up there as well. You can also find us on WikiCuriosity Media's Facebook page. That's our general page. On the page, you can access the website, www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WCMedia. It is linked. There is a link on every show page that we have and on the main page. You can also find us on YouTube at WikiCuriosity Media. You can find all of our archived shows on blogtalkradio.com /WikiCuriosityMedia and on iTunes under WikiCuriosity Media. Anyway, so it's Wednesday night. Another wonderful, wonderful Wednesday night.
Yeah. Halloween passed. It came pretty quick, and then it just as quick as it came.
It did.
For me, at least.
It was actually pretty quick this year. I mean, I put up the decorations started putting them up beginning of October, and then it seemed like I had to take them down right away again.
Yeah.
So I always take them down November 1st.
Yeah. The department store that I work at, we started putting stuff up for Christmas, the 1st of October.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was crazy.
That's what all these big box stores do.
Yeah, and then the day after, Walmart.
Christmas decorations.
We didn't get Halloween candy this year. Literally, me and my mother went to our local store and tried to get Halloween candy, either to give out or to keep. And it was the 30th, and we went, and the stoves were gone. Like, everything was gone. You can only get, like, individual bags of stuff. And we start walking down the aisles, and they have spiked eggnog. They have candy, Christmas candy. And then I see the best Christmas candy, the candy cane Hershey Kisses. I was like, well, if I can't get normal candy this year, I'm going to get Christmas candy for Halloween.
I mean,
I don't know. Yeah, that's...
It's really strange this year because a lot
we
of the...
out before Halloween ended. Like, we didn't even get Halloween this year. It was just...
Yeah, I mean, even here in the Bible Belt, they start doing stuff like immediately on November 1st.
Yeah,
we already
know
have
exactly
like
when they want
sales and stuff. Like our Black Friday has started.
Yeah, so has everything up here.
Yeah,
I got messages for it that I need to like start making sure I can see my Black Friday sales.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's still what 23 days away.
Yeah, but it's like
a whole month.
It's like all of November.
Jesus.
Like they do little, at least the place I work, does little deals all throughout the month.
I mean, that's understandable. Mm. A lot of like bigger places will do that. Bigger box stores.
I don't want to work Black Friday.
What's that?
I don't want to work Black Friday. So, I just thought about that.
So tell them. I'll probably work Black Friday.
I don't think I want to do that.
I don't think anybody's going to the places that you guys work for Black Friday.
You'd be surprised.
No, dude, they're coming to my place of work for Christmas already. Do you know how many fucking trees I've checked out? I'm going to, you know what, just for you, Alex, I only work.
Start it next Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I only work 3 days until next Wednesday because I'm not scheduled this week. I will tell you how many trees I get in that time until the next show.
Okay.
That's actually good. From this show to next show.
Yeah.
Come on next show and tell us how many trees you have sold.
Wait, I won't be able to come on next show because I'll be working.
Oh.
But I will tell you guys.
I'll send it in the text.
Yeah, I will send a text of how many I got up till that Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was curious. You guys send me the link and stuff to get on the show through my email. I saw a thing in my email, and I was curious. It's a holiday coupon for Christmas at the gun range.
Yeah. You know what else I thought was really weird?
It's a Thanksgiving veteran and Christmas coupon all wrapped into one.
Do you know what else I thought was really weird?
50%
I was trying to figure out where your email was for the show, and it sent me to Tuesday's show first.
Okay.
Because I had not read it yet, so I had the conversation in order.
Right.
The next time I open it, it has all three there, and I'm getting on Friday's show. I realized it had sent Tuesday's, Wednesday's, and Friday's show as a group email, as like replying to itself.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. So I got on two other show times before I got to this one.
Yeah, because you're logged in twice on our board.
Oh, that's really weird because I logged out of the other one. But
I didn't touch either one of them. I didn't mess anything up. But going back to what Alex was saying, I'm getting emails from my gun range here for, you know, this type of ammo is this price, you know, 30%, or this gun has dropped from 6 to 4, and I mean, it's
crazy.
Everybody's having Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
You know?
From gun ranges to department stores.
I was trying to see if I got anything as well, and I just get a thing from Pizza Hut that says, celebrate Dia de los Muertos. Thanks, Pizza Hut.
That is all kinds of cultural appropriation there. We've got pseudo-Italian food celebrating a Mexican holiday in America.
Mm-hmm.
God. Some people would say that's a melting pot.
Not I don't know, but I love the last 3 months of the year here in America. It is amazing.
October, November, December, yeah. Yeah, everything just crammed all into one.
You know,
yeah.
Not even October, just the last day in October. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
See, I love October because that's usually when I go out and buy it. You know, September and October is when I buy.
That's when I buy my Christmas gifts.
That's when I buy my Halloween decorations. And this year, there was nothing.
You know what actually sucks about, because my birthday is like in April.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's the first part of the year. Your birthday is first part of the year, Alex. Yours
mm-hmm.
is kind of in between.
It's right in the middle, yeah.
All of my friends' birthdays are almost exactly near holidays, which is the worst.
Yeah, because you have to buy a birthday gift
mm-hmm.
and then a Christmas gift.
I can't remember whose it is, but there is somebody's that's like December
15th. Oh, Jesus.
That's when you get them a big gift and you split it into two. Like, you get them one big gift, but you split it into two. And it's like, well, here's your Christmas present. And then, like, a couple of days before, it's like, here's your birthday present.
I was really close without even knowing who it was. It was the 14th.
I mean, that's still... Well, that's when you just start giving gift cards.
Yeah.
Give gift card for a birthday and big for Christmas.
I would do...
Here's an
I don't know.
Card.
Birthdays are so weird.
Doesn't even have iTunes.
Birthdays are so weird to me. I thought about the concept the other day. And have you ever thought about the fact that we just celebrate the fact... We celebrate the fact that we're aging, but we mourn the fact that we die in America. And, like, every year we want to celebrate that life, but we mourn the death of it. And, like, why do we do either?
Well,
birthdays are weird to me, and funerals are weird to me.
So, I get what you're going with.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate each year that we are still living. Hey, you know, congratulations, you made it another year alive.
Yeah.
That's essentially what a birthday is.
Yeah.
There is a, I don't want to say a bigger trend, but there's been a uptick in, instead of having funerals, people are having wakes.
Yeah.
Which is, so a funeral is
where you
mourn.
Yeah, and then a wake is like the afterward.
No, so a wake is actually, it actually takes the place of a funeral.
Well, usually people have funerals and wakes, don't they?
No.
Where, like, if you're having it at the funeral house, you...
So you have a funeral and then reception. A wake is where you don't mourn the person's death. You celebrate their, you know, their life.
I think it's a much better way to do it anyway.
I think so.
That's what we did for Joby's father.
Yeah.
We had a wake at... his favorite bar.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a much
I'm
going to
have a disco for mine. Nobody's going to be sad. They're all going to show up in 70s attire. And we're going to have a disco.
I know. I was about to say, by the time you fucking, by the time you have a fucking wake, they're going to be dressing up in 100-year-old clothes.
Yeah. This wasn't even around when he was alive. Nobody chose.
No, I mean, and that's what I want. I don't want, I mean, I know people are going to be sad. Some, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
When I pass, but
I know there's a hell of a lot of people that'll be happy. I'm gonna invite all of my enemies to my wake.
I'm just gonna invite everybody.
So they could just be like, pray.
No, what I want to do is you invite your enemies because you want them to see the people that are celebrating what you've done.
Yeah,
it's basically like a last fuck you to their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do either because I'm going to basically live forever, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there's that, yeah.
I'm not going to die.
I just bought a McLaren. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Just, you know,
my body will decompose, but my mind and spirit will be forever. I'll be immortal. I'll come back and haunt my enemy.
If you're going to be immortal, you may want to get a sword and know how to sword fight.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, there could be only one immortal.
Considering nobody uses swords anymore.
Yeah. I would say a gun, but it's one of those weird things where, like, if you can't die, swords are way more reliable. Because guns need, like, bullets and shit.
I was actually making a movie reference.
No, I know, but, like, okay. If you think about it, guns are shit if you can't die.
This is true. They just hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, not to you. Like, they are shit as well,
maybe.
But, like,
but if you're
utilizing a gun.
Well,
I need to have him in the other headphones, because he repeats for a moment, and so I can't even hear him whenever he talks.
So, if you're immortal, the only way to kill you is to cut off your head and take your quickening.
Yeah.
Isn't that immortal where you just live, like, you don't die of age, but you can die of everything else?
That is true. That's the scientific way of saying it. Invulnerable is where you cannot die due to any other means. Immortal is where you don't age.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
But I'm talking about, like, Wolverine immortal, basically. Like, you can't age, can't die.
That just hurt.
Although, Wolverine does age.
I know.
He ages a lot slower.
I get it, but, like,
we're not
arguing superhero semantics. I'm just talking about the science that goes the best with it.
The immortal that you're talking about is the immortal from the Highlander series, where... So,
well, see, I never watched the Highlander series.
Well,
I watched Logan.
So the way that immortals
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
How do you turn this up again?
So in the Highlander series, the way that the immortals work is that you age up until... So you age like a normal human, and then you die.
Yeah.
You know, you die somehow, either by a tragic means or something like that. But then you become alive again, and you're that age forever.
Yeah.
Until, you get your head chopped off, of course. That's how it works. So if you're 80, if you live to the ripe old age of 80 as an immortal, then when you die, you're 80 your entire life.
Oh, that
would
suck.
I would
hate that. I would probably kill myself at, like, the age of, like, 30 or some young age.
I would
so
do it
on that age forever.
I would do it, like, 25.
Imagine not knowing you're immortal and living your whole life, and you're finally ready to die at the ripe old age of 80. Like, this is it. Mm-hmm. And then you croak, and then you come back, and you're 80. I'd be so pissed.
You wouldn't even know what's going on, because you'd be, like, you'd already not know where you are because you have, like, Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
like,
I'd
you die,
so
come back, and you think you just took a nap.
What the fuck? Why am I still alive? I was ready. I was ready for this. Why am I not dead? And then they finally notify you. So here's the deal. You're going to be 80 forever. Why?
Here's your sword that you can't hold.
You're going to be
why
fucking Master Oogway for the rest of your life.
What the fuck? I get so mad. I'd go on a John Wick killing spree. I'd be 80 years old.
I'm the cloud. I'm the cloud in the cloud.
So, like, not everybody's immortal.
No. It's just certain people that are immortal.
Oh, okay.
And what happens is they die. So, in the Highlander movie series, the way that they explain it is that they're aliens from another planet. And, you know, they bred with humans and all that, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
It was weird. But really, if you take out Highlander 2, The Quickening, and you bring in, like, the rest of the lore, it's literally just random people that, you know, have some kind of genetic thing to where when you die, usually by a violent death, you know, either you get shot, you get stabbed, or something like that, and then you become, you know, then you wake up and you're immortal.
Mm.
The...
I was thinking about the way that I would go out with that. Because usually a violent death, so I'd want to make it fun.
I've always said I got this idea from somebody else, but...
The thing is other immortals... I'm sorry, go ahead.
How dare you interrupt?
I don't know. It's
my
brain,
thought.
You know, thought brain.
I always said this. I got this idea for somebody else. But if it ever came to that and I needed, like, just to fucking off myself, I would wrap, like, piano wire around my throat, glue my fucking hands to my head, and then hang myself so it looks like I ripped off my own head.
I'd go skydiving without a parachute from, like, the upper atmosphere. Like, I want to hit the ground. I want to hit the ground so hard.
At the same speed as if you were 5,000 feet up in the air.
But that's no fun.
The thing is you're going to hit terminal velocity, so it doesn't matter if you're 25,000 feet or 5,000 feet.
Yeah.
You're going to hit terminal velocity. You're going to hit
the
arms at the same rate.
Whenever
I
want to
hit the Empire State Building going terminal velocity. That'd be so funny.
Skewer you.
People would be looking up like, what the hell?
I want it to be like one of those anime moments where you just go through the entire building and all the windows shatter on the way down. Just
in Man of Steel, me and General Zod are fighting through Metropolis, breaking shit. I don't die. I just hit the ground and bounce a little bit.
If I ever jumped off something like that, I would fucking make sure that I did like a good front roll so that I just come down like this.
Dude, I would start off doing a front flip and see how many flips it would take for me to how many flips I could do before I hit the ground.
Well, this took a dark turn real quick.
You hear him coming down 120 miles per hour, 35, 36. BAM!
Guys, I think I can make it to 100. Boom!
The last thing you ever say before you hit the ground and impact it like an asteroid is, shit, I lost count.
Was that 29 or 27? Shit!
Bam!
I'd want to land in the ocean so that way sharks could feed on my body. That way I'm giving back to the Earth.
One up that bitch, Jason Momoa.
I'd be in a Mr. Beast video.
first one to get their hand off the guard gets shot.
Last one to hit the ground wins 10 grand. And to make it even harder, they're blindfolded.
Blindfold skydiving.
Oh.
Can you play chicken with the earth? Oh, man.
Anyway.
This is a dark turn.
this is gamer hours. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, on that note, we're going to take a short break and then get into the show. We'll be right back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
Two minutes.
Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
And we're back after that lively discussion right before the break. Again, you know, you can hit us up either, you know, by calling in 718-664-9735 or hitting us up on, Facebook Live on Behind the Screen Radio Show Facebook. Okay, so there's something I want to get into, Alex, before we get into the ultimate topic that we're going to talk about tonight. Something that we've touched on a couple shows, but I was thinking about it. So the past couple shows we've talked about, like the expansion of DC in their live action area.
Okay.
And we've talked about the fact that, honestly, we're kind of getting tired of Batman movies. You know, constantly redoing Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried about it. I like Batman as a character. If they keep doing it and doing it and doing it and not making, like, if they just keep making Dark Knight-style movies where it's just solo Batman movies, that's going to be kind of irritating and old. But if they can establish a Batman and build stories around him, then I don't mind. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense, and that's one thing,
like,
that's kind of...
If they take Robert Pattinson's Batman or Ben Affleck's Batman, they keep those two established, and they keep building stories off of those two, and keep those two consistent and continuous, that's fine. But if they decide that they don't like Robert Pattinson and they go and pick another Batman, then I'll be like, okay, that's enough.
It's going to be
either
a whole...
Figure it out, or you have like 400 other candidates that you have already done that would be perfect for this role.
Yeah. It's going to be the whole 90s debacle again, all over again, where you had Michael Keaton that was great, but then you brought in Val Kilmer and George Clooney, and it didn't work.
I don't think actors like playing Batman for an extended period of time. I don't know why they don't, but they just don't.
Which is odd, because...
What's his name? Robert Downey Jr. was able to play Iron Man for 10-plus years.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a single problem with it. You know, Chris Evans, that whole Marvel cast was able to do it. But for some reason, nobody wants to continue playing Batman. It's
well,
like they want to do a one and done, and then they're like, this is stupid. I'm done.
I think the problem is that when Marvel was first starting out and when Iron Man first came out, there wasn't a whole lot of faith in the Marvel Universe. You know, I mean, they had movies lined up, but it didn't seem like it was going to go, you know, the expanse that it did, which is why there's, you know, a couple plot holes here and there and a couple things that are odd here and there. But it took off, and, I mean, it exploded. And then, you know, Disney, of course, had the money to continue to pay these guys. Number one, continue to pay the guys, you know, these actors to play these roles. But they had a great time playing the roles, and they got along really well.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to have. I know the cast of Justice League, they got along pretty well. But there was a big disconnect from the cast and the crew. Like, the cast were cool with each other, the crew were cool with each other, but the cast and crew weren't cool with each other.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's mainly, like, a couple people here and there, but a lot of people didn't like the whole director change, and I think that's what kind of had DC have that little bump in the road. But now, Ben Affleck wants to come back as Batman. He's already said it. He said he loves playing him in Flash. He's had a great time. Ben Affleck wants to be Batman. Under one condition, though. You can't torture the guy. And that's exactly what Joss Whedon did. He tortured the hell out of Ben Affleck. Not in the sense of, like, oh, you're doing shitty takes, but in a sense of like, oh, I don't like that. You guys aren't doing this good enough. He was just an asshole on set, and it made a really bad experience for Ben Affleck. But in Flash movie, Ben Affleck said in a recent interview, yeah, it was fun. I really liked Andy. I can't pronounce his last name, but Andy, I think he's Muschietti.
Like how you tried.
And he said that it was fun playing Batman again, and this time it was really enjoyable to put the cowl back on.
And you can kind of see that in the Joss Whedon version of Justice League. You kind of see a little bit of the disconnect. And then when Zack Snyder came back and, you know, fixed some of the issues, there were some, you know, you could tell that there was, you know, after, you know, with some of the reshoots and stuff, that the atmosphere was a little more relaxed.
Yeah. And the thing is, all the actors love playing their roles. Like Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa, they love playing those roles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's not a problem with those. It's just...
They need a team and a crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're finally getting it right this time.
I hope so, and I hope that they continue with, you know, that universe. I think Robert Pattinson's Batman is just going to be a one-off, honestly, kind of like Joker was.
I believe there were talks of a sequel for him coming. Talks. There's nothing like, it's not
right.
In pre-production already, but they were talking about it. Or it's rumored that it was going to have a second one, but... You know, I don't know what they're going to do.
Probably all depends on how it does at the box office.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's a Batman movie. It'll do decent.
Yeah, it'll do decent. It probably won't do as well as, like, these other DCU movies are doing.
I don't think it's going to do as good as The Dark Knight.
I don't think it's going to.
No.
I will 100% agree with you on that. And we all may be very... pleasantly surprised and, you know, be like, oh my God, this is awesome.
So, strange occurrence happened. Marvel pushed back all their movies.
I think I saw something about that.
They pushed them all back a month. Thor got pushed back. Every single movie got pushed back a month. DC hasn't touched their movies. They're still releasing on, I think they pushed it back maybe like a week or so. Normal movie scheduling stuff. But a whole month for every single movie. I mean, hopefully it's for good reason. I heard Eternals did really bad for reviewers who, like, saw it early and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that they had a really good time on the movie.
I know. People are saying Eternals flopped big time. I saw a couple funny memes about it, but it's just going to spark a DC versus Marvel thing, but it was pretty funny. I might try to find them and send them to you later. But, yeah. It flopped. And it didn't even flop that bad. It got like a 58% on Rotten Tomatoes and another 6.1 on IMDb. But there are rumors that the ones on IMDb got review bombed. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
So
I'm going to wait
all know
and
that.
Watch it myself. It came out today, funny enough, I think.
Its official release date is Friday.
Yeah, it's coming out the 5th. For some reason, I thought it was the 3rd.
Yeah. No, its official release date is Friday.
As of now, it's got a 6.1 on IMDb and a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes for the critic score. But we all know the critics don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. So.
They don't. We don't always go by what critics say. I don't listen to critics anyway because half the movies that I love, critics have completely and totally torn apart.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember why they would have to push them all back a month. But basically how that works is they're also pushing back Indiana Jones 5. And that's because it's going to release like right next to Black Adam.
Okay.
Everything else has to get pushed back a month because that's how theater slots work. So they're just pushing everything back one slot.
Oh, just so that they can actually get the slots for those movies.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that would make sense.
I figured since it's a Marvel movie, they could just, you know, release them whenever they wanted, but I guess not.
It all depends on they like released, what contracts they have with other studios and, you know,
yeah,
how long
they
released their movies
them,
are in theaters.
They released them synchronously with their theater movies, and even though they can release them anytime on Disney Plus, theaters have certain slots. Like, you have to think that there are other movies coming out the theaters in the other slots all month. They basically set them out for a month, or set them out for multiple months, and you have to reserve your slots or it's going to fuck everything up. And so they can't, like, do, like, if they wanted to, if anything was like, oh, we want to do this by a day, they couldn't do a day. It has to be a month.
Yeah. Hmm. And that makes sense.
Now, why they did it to all of them, nobody has an answer.
Spider-Man, of course, didn't get pushed back. Hawkeye didn't get pushed back, the Hawkeye show. I think it was just all 2022 movies got pushed back a month.
Yeah, it was 2022 and 2023, I believe.
Huh.
Yeah, so.
All the way up to, I think, Blade, I think, is one of the first or last things to come out in 2023.
Cool. But, so, this whole thing of having, you know, these continuous Batman movies. So one of the things that I want to see, and Alex, you and I have touched on it briefly, is having other characters within the DCU have their own movies. And one of the ones that I kind of want to see, honestly, I would love to see a Batgirl movie.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. They're making a Batgirl movie.
Are they?
Yeah, it's coming out on HBO Max. It's already in pre-production. They already have a cast for, like, they cast her. They have a villain for it. What's his name is going to be in it? Oh, man.
Yeah?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I believe
really?
There's going to be a Firefly in that. We don't know if it's going to be Ben Affleck's Batman universe. I believe it is, but that's still in limbo. But, yeah, it's in pre-production right now. It's going to be
okay.
HBO Max exclusive.
Do they have, do they have actors?
They have a Batgirl cast for, and if I remember correctly, I think it's a pretty good casting.
Yes. Have you seen the thing for Black Adam yet?
I have.
Like the premiere?
Yes.
They're going to have Hawkman.
Hawkman, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty excited about.
I am too.
Because
we talked about that a couple shows ago.
It's really not even that I like Hawkman, because I don't think he's that great of a hero. Like, he's not fun. But I think that he gets sorely, like, underused.
Yeah. Yeah. In their animated shows, animated movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's just
in,
kind
in,
of
in
Hawk not World. There.
Hawkwoman?
Hawkgirl. Yeah.
Hmm. I hate saying her name. It makes me feel like I'm saying hot girl.
Yeah.
But I think hot girl.
Hot girl.
Also,
yeah.
That's a poor superhero.
I'm not going to get into the misogyny there, but why does he get to be a man and she gets to be a girl?
Because she actually came first and then he came after. Why is she a girl? I don't know. Why is that girl and not that one?
That's because there's two different people. But they don't have a...
And because Batwoman is actually a woman, and Batgirl is a child.
Yeah, she was a teenager when she started, yeah.
So I checked the IMDb page for Batgirl.
Uh-huh.
Brendan Fraser, Leslie Grace, and J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons was Commissioner Gordon in the DCEU, Ben Affleck's universe.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I believe this is going
to
be a Ben Affleck, Barbara Gordon, but I don't know if he's going to be in it. I think it's just going to take place in the same universe.
Yeah. J.K. Simmons is just doing all of the fucking roles.
J.K. Simmons, I'm glad he's coming back, though.
Yeah.
Because he was out of it for a while, and, I mean, he's such a phenomenal actor. Like, he can play so many different roles.
I cannot believe that same person is the same person from... the Spider-Man universe,
mm-hmm.
the same person from the fucking Allstate or Farmers Only or whatever commercials.
Farmers
Only.
Yeah.
And then also you know, fucking DILF in Tomorrow War.
Yeah.
Did I say DILF?
Yeah.
He also played the leader of the Aryan Gang in the HBO series Oz back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
He was also in that one music movie that I can't remember the name of, but he was a big asshole in it. But he was really good.
Yeah.
I think it was called Whiplash.
That's where I know him from is Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've seen him, he was also in, I think, one of the CSI, not CSI.
No.
Yeah, one of the CSIs, I think. Or Law and Order.
Yeah, Law and Order.
He was in a Law and Order.
Yeah.
In one of those crime shows.
Not CSI or NCIS. Or
no, he was in Law and Order.
Hawaii 5-0 or 911.
He's in a lot of
Reno 911.
Maya, he's in a lot of movies.
So who's playing Batgirl?
Leslie Grace.
I have to find out who that is.
Well, if it's a girl, I'm assuming that it's a child actor.
She's like a teenager.
That's a child actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she is 26.
She's not a child actor. the only thing I saw was not even her age. It was the fact that the first thing that it pulled up was that she was born in 1995. And I was like, no.
But she's a bit older. But I can see her playing.
She's got a young face, though. I think.
Yeah.
This Batgirl is probably going to be. Oh, she was in the Heights. I didn't see that, but it was a big thing.
It was a big thing, yeah.
I could see her playing Batgirl. I
actually need to watch that. I'm not into musicals, but it looked good.
Definitely better than Alicia Silverstone, though.
Yeah.
Who?
But
did it at some other point? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. She did it in...
I probably never watched it.
Batman and Robin.
It was Batman and Robin.
It was in Clooney's Batman.
Yeah, which is Batman and Robin, because Batman Forever was the first one where they introduced Robin, Chris O'Donnell as Robin, and that had Jim Carrey as the Riddler, and... Oh, my God. Tommy Lee Jones is Two-Face.
Leslie Grace is, like, a very profound singer, too.
That was Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the cast for it. Those movies are terrible, but they're kind of guilty pleasures. Kind of.
I would say Batman Forever is more of a guilty pleasure than Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin
is so funny.
I can't get over Batman and Robin. Like
the
like,
bat credit card. I love that.
It was just so...
Like you said, put it on the card. It's a bat logo. It means Batman has a separate bank account than Bruce Wayne. Batman's broke.
it's a credit card, so he has his own line of credit. And Bruce Wayne pays it off. Through holdings within the Wayne Corporation.
Batman has to check Credit Karma very often. Oh, man, my credit score.
Damn it,
Bruce.
Damn. No, I told you to stop using those online websites. They lower your credit score. Well, with credit cards.
Batman
Alfred
Forever.
Alfred has to teach Batman about interest and credit.
Bruce Wayne is talking to himself in the mirror that has a Batman mask taped to it, talking about stocks and bonds.
Responsibility with credit.
Listen, you have to have equal amount of stocks and bonds, but bonds will always get you what you need. But what if I want the stocks? I like the risk. Fucking stupid.
Oh my god,
I almost made myself think nothing.
Batman
Robin
was...
We're going to pull out.
Would Batman be convicted of insider trading?
No. Because
Bruce Wayne knows the information.
Because he bought the bank.
No, that would be Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne bought the bank.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne bought the bank that Batman banks at.
Let me drive the boat.
Yeah.
The people at the bank come up to Bruce Wayne's like, yeah, Batman's racking up a large tab. Don't worry about it. He's saving the city. He's got everything under control.
I've got his tab. It's okay. I'll pay him.
Mr. Wayne, we're going bankrupt. He's not paying his interest. Don't worry about it. He buys the bank that he's going to foreclose on from the other bank. He looks at himself in the mirror. How'd you get out of the debt? I bought the debt.
Batman runs for presidency, takes away all laws of monopoly, and then he just buys fucking everything. He's like, how did you get such a great deal at Walmart? I bought Target and lowered the price.
Batman buys Amazon and has faster shipping because he uses the Flash. Amazon Prime, same hour shipping.
That would be the Flash, not Wally West. Wally West would be one day shipping. He's a little slower.
Wally West is the same day shipping, and Superman's the same week. You'll get your package in the same week.
Oh man!
Crime rate, you drop.
Go ahead, steal that package. I dare you.
Superman is so heroic and so super.
There's
wise.
No more,
just
there's no more
the
porch thefts because the superheroes just bust in the door and drop off your package. It's okay, I'm Flash.
He vibrates through the door.
Your house just turns into a mess because he ran in real fast and threw papers and stuff everywhere. God damn it, every time.
My script!
Amazon Prime now including cleaning your house after we deliver your package.
It's like $100.
The Justice League.
Batman buys SpaceX and then just gives them the invisible jet.
Justice League, also known as Justice Delivery.
No.
Green Arrow shoots a package to your house.
We get your package delivered just this time.
Oh my god. Tangents. That's what we do on this show.
I don't know why we call it tangential. Why don't we call it tangentials? What?
That said the Young Justice is the free shipping option.
Oh, man. Aquaman delivers it transcontinental. It might be a little wet, but it'll get there.
Provider. He uses dolphins to deliver your package.
Oracle is your internet service provider.
You look outside your window and there's just some rings and all you hear is your package lands on your front porch from a seagull. Well, thanks Aquaman, and all you hear is a dolphin talk back to you.
Package got
an Amazon vest on. This is Gerald. Oh man. Green Lantern handles intergalactic shipping.
Morning, Jake from Allstate.
Green suit, black pants, and a black mask. I also have a green ring on.
He sounds hideous.
Well, it's a she, so.
Flo from Progressive gets her post with Wonder Woman.
it wouldn't be any different. They're equally as annoying.
Lex Luthor and Jeff Bezos.
They kind of do look similar.
No wonder he's trying to get to space. He's trying to steal the moon.
He's trying to get into the Justice League.
Coming for
you. We're trying to steal the moon.
Next thing you know, here in 2 months, we see Jeff Bezos with a bunch of little yellow minions. Going to steal the moon. He's wearing a weird turtleneck and a vest.
Elon Musk is better.
We just got vectored.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, it's a nice topic about Morbius and the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I've not watched either of the new trailers.
You haven't seen either of the new trailers?
No.
Okay. Well, let's start on Book of Boba Fett first, because that's probably going to take less time.
Book of Boba Fett is the southern version.
The Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett.
B-U-B-B-A. Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Billy Bob. Oh, man.
He got a Chevy pickup instead of a slave van.
No, he drives a DeLorean. Don't you know that?
He drives a Ford F-150.
Is that a cool paint job? No, it's just rust.
How do you get away from you this time? He's built for it, Doug.
It goes 0 to 60 in 12 miles.
Is that your jetpack? No, that's my dialysis machine. Cool blaster. That's a 12 gauge.
Six shooter. It's a 357 Magnum.
That's how it feels to drive a Ford.
It starts playing Do You Want to Know? It's just Boba Fett walking. It's just... Oh. So what happened in this new trailer?
You know how it feels to get eaten by a Sarlacc pit.
Is this a prequel or a sequel?
So, okay, so what it is...
At the Mandalorian.
Yeah. It happens after the last episode of the second season of Mandalorian.
Yeah,
Boba Fett. Oh, so it's old Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so at the end of...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We already know that he escaped the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah. Well, at the end of Mandalorian, the second season,
mm-hmm.
we see him go back to Jabba's palace, and he kills... I just lost his name.
Biff. It's not Biff Fortuna, is it?
It is.
Bib. Yeah. It is. It's B-I-B. Bib Fortuna.
I'm just thinking of like a Red Lobster.
Fortuna.
Yeah, it's Bib Fortuna. He got really big and became Jabba's new... Or he became the head honcho of Jabba's... crime ring, and then Boba Fett comes back and shoots him. Because he's Boba Fett.
Yeah.
So this picks up from there, where he is trying to kind of take over Jabba's crime syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is basically Boba Fett trying to take over the underground.
Okay.
It's like Godfather in...
I think it's going to be a like a mob crime centric thing. I would say The Sopranos, but I've never seen The Sopranos. All I know is New Jersey mobsters.
Yeah.
All I know is it's got The Sopranos.
All I know is
is for some reason that they got singers in there. They sing a bit high pitch.
All I know
it's
is that
the mob,
they got a really cool accent. Kill people. I'm guessing that's what the Book of Boba Fett is going to be like.
They use Tommy guns even though it's the 21st century.
So the Book of Boba Fett, so it's going to be kind of like what Darth Maul did with
Wolverine.
I don't remember the name of his crime syndicate now.
Patrick Swayze's in Star Wars.
Fucking Red Dawn.
Nobody
Crimson
puts
Dawn.
In the corner.
Look, I was close. It's Crimson Dawn, okay? I didn't even have to look it up.
Roadhouse.
But But that's what he's trying to do, is kind of what Darth Maul did with Crimson Dawn, is basically take out the leaders if they don't, you know, side with him. But Boba Fett is looking more for leading out of respect versus fear, because that's what Jabba did. Jabba, you know, everybody feared Jabba, so that's why they fell in line. Mm-hmm. He wants people to respect him. Yeah. And work for him because they want to, not because they have to.
I feel like none of them are going to do that.
It's going to be interesting.
I feel like none of the leaders currently are going to do that.
Maybe.
Here's the plot. Here's the plot. No, Alex, here's the plot. Right?
Yeah.
He starts doing this. First person doesn't listen to him. Second person does. He gets this person. They become really close. He keeps working with this person, helps him out a few times. A few more people don't listen to him. And then he needs help with this really big person that doesn't listen to him. This person helps him. That person betrays him. And then he's got to be able to get his syndicate back from that person. I'm calling the plot line now.
We'll find out. It comes out this summer.
Anyways, Alex, what are you saying?
I don't even know.
So... I'm a little skeptical.
Skeptical.
Yeah. As I was with Mandalorian, I watched it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Star Wars. And I'll watch this because it's Star Wars and it continues, you know, the storyline and stuff like that. But I don't think it's going to be...
I don't think Boba Fett needed his own thing. I feel like this could have been a one episode thing in The Mandalorian.
I agree.
We'll see how it plays out. It's only going to be a 9-episode thing anyway, so I think it's a limited series, not a seasonal thing.
Right. I think kind of like what Obi-Wan is going to be.
Yeah.
Like limited series. Ahsoka's going to be a limited series.
Is Obi-Wan going to be the guy, like the guy? The guy with the name that almost sounds like a name, but it's not?
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably the good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch that.
Hayden Christensen is coming back as Anakin/Darth Vader in both Obi-Wan and Ahsoka series. It's been confirmed.
That's the young Anakin, right? It's the one
in the
prequels.
Yeah.
Okay.
The people
I liked him. I know people don't like him, but I liked him.
I liked him in episode 3 versus episode 2. I didn't like him a whole lot in episode 2. I preferred him more in episode 3. He was more mature.
I understood his character in 2.
I did. It just... it was annoying.
Hot take. I like the prequels more than the original.
And a lot of people your age do.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's not even a hot take. That's just a take. A hot take would say I like the sequels more than any of them.
Stab somebody. I would literally stab somebody if they said that.
You need
if 8 did better, I could.
What's that?
I said if 8 did better, I could. 8 really lost it for me. I like 7 for the most part. And I like 9, especially the ending. I just like the ending of it mostly. I think their culmination together was fucking badass. But of the dual twins or whatever.
Yeah, the duality of the Force. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like that
liked
a lot.
I
would have
liked
cool.
episode 9 a lot more if Ben was redeemed. I mean, he was redeemed, but if he lived...
Whole reason he didn't live was because it would have been, like, too powerful for the universe, right? Like, it would have been, like, a big plot line.
It wouldn't be too powerful for the universe. I mean, they both existed for a period of time, forever. I mean, it's just...
No, I meant, like, it would, like, they could be the end-all, be-all to the universe, basically, because they're, like, the perfect balance.
I think I would have liked the sequels more if they had focused so much on the...
They did them right.
If they did them right, number one. But if they hadn't focused so much on, like, the continuation of the Skywalker saga. Because we got 6 movies.
Either focus on it all the way or don't focus on it at all. The little halfway in-between thing that they did was stupid. Like,
it was.
She was conflicted in the first movie. She was, I don't know who I am. I'm just a little poor little girl on a desert planet. I don't know what I'm doing. And then at the end of the movie, there was instant character development for her. She was this more powerful, badass Jedi woman who can do anything that Ben could do with 10 minutes of training. And then in episode 8, she did no training at all besides swing at her rock like an idiot for 5 minutes and then totally ignored Luke Skywalker. And not to mention, Luke Skywalker was a little bitch in that movie. So, it's either, they focused on the Skywalkers, but they didn't focus on the development of the Skywalkers. Like, they were just there. Leia and Luke were there.
I think if 8 was better, I think I would have liked the whole trilogy. I think 8 had better, no direction.
If 8 was better and they actually focused on characters, it would have been so much better. Like, in the original trilogy, Luke Skywalker, in episode 4, he didn't go from this lonely farm boy on Tatooine to a damn near Jedi Knight by the end of the movie. He still didn't know how to even use the lightsaber by the end of the movie. You know, he saved the day with his ship. Like, he used his skills that he knew. And then and Empire Strikes Back, he'd honed those skills, got better with the lightsaber, got better with the Force, got training, proper training, and then, you know, fought Vader and whatnot. And then episode 6, he's the great Jedi. But no, Rey, in the matter of, like, 3 months, went from a scavenger on Jakku to a damn Jedi Grandmaster in 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's called character development, and whenever you have multiple people writing a story and not remembering the story that the other person written, it's a horrible game of telephone for that character development.
I think,
you had, three directors altogether? You had three directors altogether and
two different directors.
Well, they were trying to do a director with the first one, right? And then they brought on Abrams.
No, J.J. Abrams was the first choice for episode 7.
Okay.
And then they brought in a different writer and director for episode 8, but they didn't like his script, which would have been 100% better than what Rian Johnson did. Then they brought Abrams back to try and fix the
issue. They didn't even give Rian Johnson a chance, though. Like, his first draft, and he even said it was shit. Like, it was his first draft, and they took it. And they said, well, you're doing this. And he was like, okay, whatever. And then in episode 9, they went back to that same writer that they did in episode 8. And they didn't use his stuff, and they went back to J.J. Abrams.
What they should have done with the sequel trilogies is they... I'm not saying they should have taken George Lucas's ideas, because he continued the Skywalker saga, but more focus on Luke.
I also think that I don't know what George Lucas was going for. I don't know if it was just like fan appeal, but from what the ideas that I got from him, from what he did, from what he wanted, that wouldn't have been a movie that I would have wanted to watch.
It was a little rough.
What they really should have done if they wanted to not focus on the Skywalkers so deeply was they should have just done the use on Von War. That's literally, that would have been perfect.
I was just going to say that.
That's all they had to do, and it would have been amazing.
Yeah.
I think the only problem with that, the only hiccup with that is that they wanted to do something past, or something, clarify. What I mean is future, as in past the end date of 6. So they wanted to do something future.
That is the use on Von.
Yeah, Yuuzhan Vong happens after episode 6. So Luke has his Jedi Order. The Yuuzhan Vong are biomechanical creatures. They're super hard to kill. That's what Palpatine's original purpose for the Death Star was, but that wasn't revealed until the book.
Because Emperor Palpatine saw the invasion of the Yuuzhan Vong. Mm-hmm. That was, according to, other Star Wars lore.
That so much. I don't like when they try to make someone as evil as Darth Sidious a good guy.
They should have
just kept with the movie. He made the damn weapon so he could kill people and rule in fear.
Yeah.
Like, they added that in just to make him seem more in-depth and dramatic and, like, he wasn't all that.
Yeah, because Darth Sidious was made at a time when people didn't care about villain development. They only cared about hero development. And then they tried to add it in afterwards with Whiteout. You can't.
I don't think that's good villain development, though. Like,
I think it's amazing. It's one of those things where
every single villain, it gets so annoying. Like, it was cool.
No,
with Loki,
you should always do it with the big one.
With every single villain, though, like, we don't have a single villain that's pure evil anymore and that we want to die. Like, Voldemort was the last one that we wanted to be, like, offed. Like,
definitely not. The whole point of Voldemort is that before Voldemort, he was Tom Riddle, and Tom Riddle had the worst fucking childhood.
I wouldn't say it was the worst. He got, you know, teased for doing magic stuff, but then when he went to Hogwarts, he was normal, and then he craved power, and then he became evil. He killed people, created Horcruxes. He was evil, pure essence of evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe I remember him differently.
The thing is even if you take out the you know, the reason why Emperor Palpatine built the Death Star, you know, the Yuuzhan bomb, if you take that out, mm-hmm. and just stick to the prequels, original, and sequels,
mm-hmm.
they still humanized him by giving him a granddaughter, which means at some point he mated with somebody.
He didn't mate. That was a clone. A failed clone.
That is true. Yeah.
That was
His son
was a clone that he, like, he basically did a Boba Fett and Jango Fett type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
because one night Alex and I tried to understand the semantics of...
Who fucked Palpatine?
Well, like, the semantics of, like, how the ages would work. Because the ages made no sense.
Okay.
And so that's how it was explained.
But it's still...
But one of those things to me is that with like, characters like that, there was a time whenever Darth Sidious was Palpatine, and he was a poor, you know, boy who didn't know what he wanted, and then he came across this person, Darth Plagueis the Wise. And he was like, I can show you the ropes. And then this guy was like, this is how you fucking destroy people. And then he was like, now nobody's going to fuck with me again.
Yeah.
At one point, he did things for good intentions. And I think that's one of the best villain developments ever.
Not really. He was a child of a Naboo senator. Basically, richest family on Naboo. And he got everything he wanted. And then he killed his parents. And then Darth Plagueis was like, I sense the dark side in you. And Darth Plagueis basically warped him into this.
Why'd he kill his parents?
Because he had power.
Oh, okay.
He was like a teenager, and he had power. And he was like, I'm like, fuck my parents. Zap.
Well, fair enough, then. But
yeah. Palpatine was evil from beginning all the way to his death.
Well, then I have no problem with that, but if you do a good tension turn to bad tidings type of person, it has to be from the beginning. You have to know that that's what you want from this character.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they did
it
really good
with
Loki. But the whole Thanos thing, like, Thanos was a conqueror, and I did what I had to do. No, you didn't.
Thanos is not... Thanos is not a... I will tell you right now, whenever it comes to antagonists and character development, Thanos is not a good intention change to bad intentions type of person. Thanos is always follow your will and your decree based on your traumatizing experiences. Because he was like, this is what I want to do. Whether for good or bad, we're going to do this horrible thing. We're going to commit partial genocide. And it's going to happen. Or we're going to die.
He was
stubborn
and didn't see any other way out. He could have found some other... There's definitely other ways. Like, there's
exactly.
So many theories and stuff out there.
It is a blinded by your pure will and thought process.
Blinded by your own hubris. Yeah.
A Icarus flew too close to the sun type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not my problem. My problem is humanizing them. Like, I want a villain in at least one thing to just be evil for evil's sake. Like, the Joker and Darkseid, spot on. Like, they're evil for evil's sake.
But the Joker is one of those things where, like, you can have multiple interpretations of him, just like multiple people. You have, like, you know, Heath Ledger's Joker. He isn't pure evil. You have the pure chaos that came from something horribly traumatic that is so horribly traumatic to this person, we don't even know what it is because he tells multiple different versions of it. Or
like
they're all true.
Chaotic,
and then that's fucking horrible.
Sake. Like, we don't know what happened. We don't. It was traumatizing. We don't know because he never lets us know.
Exactly.
All he lets
us
know is, I do shit because I want to. And,
but what that is that is good writing because that is showing his humanization without having to put it directly within you. Because he is humanized in that movie. You just, it's not the first thing you think of. It's whenever you think back on it, it's like, was he really that bad of a guy? Like, yes, he did these horrible things, but was there ever a child?
Probably, but, you know.
Which is different with what you said with Voldemort, because, you know, that child was born Antichrist. That's different. At some point, Heath Ledger's Joker was a child who something fucked up to him or somebody didn't give him help.
Yeah, and that was also a realistic take on Joker, which kind of fit.
And it's like the same thing with it's the same thing with the new Joker. The new Joker was a horrible,
the new Joker
delicious
really
character development.
He wasn't really a villain though. He just was kind of lashing out. Like his intentions were whatever, but he was just tired and he lashed out. And then now, if they ever make a second one, he'll probably be the bad guy committing crimes type Joker that we know. But
I think
just
that
evil one, like Darkseid in the new Justice League, he's doing evil shit for evil's sake. Like he's just a bad guy. He's a conqueror. He wants blood.
Yeah, and I think they're good. They are good for action movies because you want somebody that is going to give you action, and you know that there's not going to be any other result. You're not the heroes are not going to be able to talk this person down, or if they do, it's not going to stay that way. Whereas in a movie like Harry Potter, there's multiple dramatic scenes, mystery, all of this different stuff. You want somebody that has talking points. Like Voldemort has talking points. He has no good part of him, but you could negotiate with him. You can't negotiate with Darkseid. Whereas
many people have.
Yeah,
Batman,
but it's more of like a
Batman did it and defeated Darkseid. Randall Savage has done it all the time. People negotiate and make deals with Darkseid all the time.
I feel like
it's
more of a
Darkseid's favor.
Yeah. I feel like Voldemort doesn't always have to be in his favor just because of how much what is that word called? Whenever you just have a lot of it. Like ego. Ego.
Cocky.
Yeah.
He has a lot of ego. And so you can literally just be like, can I live 5 more minutes and try and run away? And you'd probably be like, sure. I'm gonna kill you anyways. Like he doesn't need that what that Darkseid has.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Darkseid's more of a king. Like he never gets his hands dirty. Well, he does if he has to, but he has
but
his
he doesn't
little
even bend because he has his fucking eyes.
Yeah, but he just bends certain strings and does certain things that I think would make interesting if they do it right. But when they oh, he was traumatized as a child, and he was this and he was that. Why do you got to go that way? Like,
well,
why can't you just make him a cool conqueror that, like,
the difference
his way
with
up
Darkseid,
like a mobster?
The difference with Darkseid is what?
You guys are forgetting Thanos. Thanos was evil from the beginning.
No, he wasn't.
He was. Because,
no.
Okay.
Thanos wasn't evil from the beginning. He has his
home
world. He was on his home world.
No, because
and his home world got wiped out, and he was like,
yeah.
I don't want this to happen to the rest of the universe, so I'm going to do
weird genocide
shit.
His mother, when Thanos was born, his mother actually tried to kill him because she saw the evil in him.
Yeah, but that doesn't actually mean anything. If anything, that's another humanizing talking point because that is traumatizing to somebody that their own mother tried to kill them because of what they saw and not what he had even done yet.
Genocide to your government as a way to stop.
We've done it all the time. There are multiple. There are world scientists. There are international scientists that offer that every year whenever these types of conventions happen because they're like, we're starving. what, you know, there's people everywhere starving or overpopulation. What are these points that we can do? I can tell you right now there is one scientist every year, because they are completely neutral conversations based in fact. What if we just kill people? What if we just do the purge? What if we just let these people starve? It happens all the time in real life because it's a realistic, not a nice thing. It's not a good thing. I want to even say it's an evil thing. It is a realistic thing. These people are starving. There's 50 of them, and we have 25 pieces of food. We cannot ration them anymore. We kill half of them.
Our problem is that we only have a limited amount of food. We're only giving limited amount of food.
No, yeah. I mean, if we're going by that, I mean, I do want to bring up the, real quick, just the whole thing where the UN said, you know, we need $6 billion to end world hunger, and Elon Musk told the UN, hey, I will give you the $6 billion under one condition, or under a couple conditions. Number one, you show me the math. Show me the exact math. And then, once I approve the math, if I give you the money, I want to see where every penny went, and I want to see the results.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that has absolutely really nothing to do with the whole, you know, bad guy thing. I just think it's, for me, I thought it was a cool point because you were bringing up the hunger issue.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a cool point that Elon Musk is like, I will fucking end world hunger right now.
Elon Musk is a... is a realistic and harsh person, but he is fully a philanthropist. He is a person that just wants to see humanity thrive, no matter what way that goes.
Yeah, I mean, he really doesn't care about his money,
yeah,
in a sense. I mean, he does, but he doesn't.
No.
When you can sit there and say, I've got it right here, all I have to do is sell, and it's right here.
I mean, you have to think about the prices on his cars that look like these fancy, like, new tech things. If Jeff Bezos sold those, they'd be millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But since he's selling them to the amount that people can afford, but also the amount that will give him a profit so that he can continue to do so.
Right. I mean, it's not, right now, they're not priced to where the average American can sell them or can buy them.
But they're also not built to the where the average American can buy them.
You're right. But he is working on that. I mean,
The Model Y is the the Model Y and the X3 or
the Model 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just 3? But it's X3.
No, it's the Model 3 is the one that is a little more affordable. It's like 40, it's like 50, I think.
It's
45 to 50.
70.
I thought it was like
the Model Y. Well, the Model Y is the 50. It's the four-door with the hatchback.
Yeah, yeah, it's the SUV van type thing. And then the Model X is the one that's 150.
And the Model S is, like, the best.
The Model S is popular.
Base tier for Model 3 is $43,000.
Okay. I mean, that's still affordable to an average middle-class American.
And then you have to imagine that those cars, whether it be somebody was like, this isn't fancy enough or whatever, they get into used car lots now.
Yeah.
And they even go down even more.
Yeah. So, I mean, if my credit was better and I had a little bit of a better job, I could actually afford
those used ones, depending on the year, are great for people who don't have, you know, every dime they can spend to charge the car. Some of them are grandfathered in to be free charging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
And, so, you know, the recharge is way better than gas.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up a little bit of good news for, you know, anybody that's listening. And for us, too, you know, I mean, there is a small glimmer of hope to end world hunger.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where it's like, no, you're not going to get, especially because most of the hunger is in third world countries and, you know, we have homeless shelters all the time over here.
Yeah.
They don't get to feed everyone, but we're already doing efforts here.
Yeah.
They don't get shelters over there. They just starve.
They don't get the help. They don't get the help from the government and from outside governments that they need.
They either starve and die.
Some governments don't accept the help, though. Like, some of them just don't want it.
You're right.
But one of those things is that this will actually, like, they might just grow them grains, and now they have, you know, grains and water, and now they have oatmeal.
Yeah,
it may not be pretty.
I mean, it's not going to be, you know, fucking Wagyu beef,
yeah,
But it's going to be enough to sustain them,
yeah.
to sustain their lives, and, you know, where they're not having one meal every 3 days, where they're able to have three meals a day with some type of possibly some type of protein and some type of carbohydrates and vegetables.
Well, I assume if you're curing world hunger, you factored in all the nutrition as well.
Yeah, obviously. Anyway, what were you saying, Alex?
The Morbius trailer. We haven't talked about that
yes.
yet.
Yes, I want to get into the Morbius trailer. So Morbius dropped a second trailer this week, I believe.
It was a spoiler.
It was yesterday.
So
here's the thing. It's not spoiler rich if you don't know. It's a if you know you know type of spoiler. There was a lot of Easter eggs and stuff in there. But, you know.
If you know, you know.
I think it's just, Sony is so bad about that.
Sony.
Like just, or like DC, I suppose. Of just like, spoiler-rich trailers.
Well, so Sony, especially with Morbius.
Well, like, if you remember the first Venom. What showed in the first trailer, it was like, oh, Venom's doing this cool thing, and it's like, and like he's fighting humans and stuff. So you're like, oh, it's going to be like Venom trying to explore the world and not die and shit.
Yeah.
And then in the second trailer, they were like, oh, so he's going to be fighting the Silver Beast.
Yeah.
And he might die.
Yeah. Well, so in the second trailer, of course, it brings in some of the aspects and some of the clips of the first trailer. But there are moments in the second trailer. So Michael Keaton is featured in the second trailer.
As the Vulture.
As the Vulture, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, I mean, obviously we get that. And now we know that it's set within the Sony Spider-Man universe.
I feel like...
Well, here's the thing. It's got... Sure. MCU Vulture, Andrew Garfield Oscorp,
yeah,
and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man painted on the wall with a Easter egg to Venom.
So
it's
that's
got four things. I think this trailer may have just spoiled Spider-Man No Way Home, and we don't know it because it's the same font. It's not the same building, but it's the same font and like... logo design as the Andrew Garfield Oscorp. It's got MCU Vulture. It's got this. It's got that. I think that they just did... I know you guys didn't watch the CW Crisis on Infinite Earths thing, but basically what happened in that is Green Arrow dies. He comes back as a Spectre, and to save his friends and their worlds from being destroyed, he does some big magic shit, and basically combines their worlds into one.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going to do with the No Way Home, and that's why we see so many different, you know, hints to other Spider-Mans and Venoms and universes. If not, I think Sony just messed up Marvel big time if they don't do that.
Well, also you have to remember that the Vulture is property of Sony, and they collabed on the first Marvel movie fully, and then the other ones were subsequent. But, like, imagine this, right? The way that, because the two people aren't casted, the best way I've seen it so far, because the two other Spider-Mans have not been casted for No Way Home yet, basically how they're seeing it is Tom Holland in every version is every version of Spider-Man, right? And so you're not going to have these other actors. You're going to have other Spider-Mans that are Tom Holland, but to only us. Or not to us, to only them. Whereas to us, they were seen as different people. Or they were seen as the same person. We see them as different actors. They're all Peter Parker, though, right? So it could be the same thing in these where we see Oscorp Vulture. Oh, sorry, fucking what? Marvel Vulture. But it's just the Vulture of that universe. They use the same actor. Same Oscorp Tower, you know, as they can show in the trailer. And then, like, you know, Venom and shit. Because, I mean, Venom could be in the same universe anyway. It's Sony.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying the actors and stuff aren't different, but I'm saying the universes themselves are...
Basically, they're colliding.
Well, I'm just saying that there's, like, a big possibility that if you don't use... Even if you use the same actors and stuff, if you see the actors as portraying just different people, different universes, they could still be completely split right now.
I can kind of see that. So what you're saying is that Tom Holland would play Spider-Man from three different universes.
Because that's kind of what they're doing already from what we've seen since the other two have not been casted, is that both of the enemies in the trailer so far have recognized him. So they know he's Peter Parker without having to see, you know, the face of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Right.
Which means that it's different Peter Parkers, same actor now. And then if you keep that same logic for Vulture, which is the only, like, Marvel tie so far, besides the Oscorp Tower, but we don't really know about that yet. And that's Sony anyways. If we keep that same logic, you could have different visual changes to the universe, but it could still be two separate universes. So, like, that Oscorp Tower looks like the one from Andrew Garfield's version of Spider-Man, but it could be just the new take on... It could be, like, the copy-paste of what their universe has also seen.
So they're retconning Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield as their respective Peter Parkers and Spider-Man and inserting the pieces
that they need to.
Right.
So, like, the Oscorp Tower from Andrew Garfield would go over here to this Morbius movie. Like,
that would be a big mess, though.
It wouldn't be a big mess.
It would be a huge mess.
You just have to not think about it, which most people aren't going to.
I don't know. I feel like that's going to confuse a lot of people. If they do the same actor thing, it wouldn't be all that confusing. But because it's, Tom Holland. It's the same Spider-Man. But if people watch Spider-Man No Way Home, depending on how that goes, and then they go and watch Morbius, you're going to lose a lot of the fan base right there, because not a majority of Marvel's fan base are not people like us. They are either children or people that don't know. Like, they just go watch them because they watch them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of people aren't going to be able to keep up, and then when they see that there's 300 million things colliding in, you know, three movies, it's going to be a lot, and they're not going to know what's going on after that. People already get confused with the simplicity of the MCU as is. You know, like normal people, they get confused with the timeline and whatnot. And then whenever you mix in a multiverse that has different timelines, different actors, different people here, different people there.
Yeah, but we see it as different multiverses because that's just how our brains were trained. For them, it would just be different movies. So, like, if their brains are already trained not to see it like superhero stuff, then their brains have already not been trained to, or have already been trained to also not see it as the, like, multiverse. So if they go and watch this movie with this actor and he has, like, a similar getup, and then they go watch this movie with this actor and they have a similar getup, they'd probably be like, oh, that's weird, and then it would just pass by.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like...
Because, like, the only big thing that matters here is Vulture. Vulture is skipping over movie properties.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I'm just saying if they go the... When they do the multiverse thing, because right now that's all we can assume is that that's what they're doing, you might confuse a lot of people that are already confused with your simple 23 movies that they've already done. Those confuse some people. And then after Endgame, people just fell off because they were like, okay, whatever, we're done. And then now that people, you're bringing in so many different things, you're just going to confuse people. Because people go watch Venom, and they see a Marvel tag, and they're like, oh, this is Marvel. And then they go see, I don't know, another MCU. Like, if they go see Eternals, and they see the Marvel tag. Oh, both are Marvel. This is the same universe. But Venom and Eternals, as of now, aren't the same world. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But I feel like a normal viewer only sees, like, same universe type of logic whenever they see different people on screen. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, same universe, until they see Venom and the Eternals next to each other. And then they would be like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm just saying that a lot of people see the Marvel tag in different movies and assume, oh, this is all Marvel. It's all MCU. So I've had people outside of our little geek circle ask, so is this MCU? Is this Marvel? Is this all connected universe? No, this is different. This is over here. This is over there.
All I would say, instead of making it like a confusing web, is just be like, different. They're made by different movie studios. Like, I feel like that kind of just answers all the questions.
They're made by different movie studios, but they're different universes.
They are, but only we care about that.
Yeah, but I want them to understand and enjoy the movie. And I can't help that the movie studio made something confusing that I then have to explain to somebody. It's like a bad game of telephone. They made something, then I have to interpret it, and then I have to regurgitate it to somebody who doesn't know, and then they kind of make their own. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because of how movie studios work, like contracts and shit, I'm going to assume right now that all of those different things that spot out different universes are just going to be one universe, Morbius. It's going to be his movie.
You know, I just thought about it. I kind of just made this confusing. I don't want to spoil Venom for you.
I don't give
a
shit.
It's a lot
Venom's
similar.
Venom's not crazy.
Well,
so, I think Venom's a cool hero, but...
Do you want me to tell you the big spoiler that I'm trying to explain?
The finale, I assume?
the end credits.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Venom is technically MCU now.
Okay.
Because of the end credits scene.
If you're saying this because the Vulture's in it, I'm going to be
No. The end credit scene is Venom in a hotel room, and you know in the far... Shit, why did they have to have the same title? The new Spider-Man movie, Doctor Strange does his little magic thing, and there's a big explosion, and multiverses collide.
Yeah.
You know, the Doc Ock comes in. Well, that happens in the Venom end credit scene, and Venom is basically like, well, I can show you information. And then they both get massive headaches. Venom and Eddie Brock get massive headaches. And then they switch, and they get teleported to a different hotel room that's in the MCU, the Tom Holland universe. And on the TV screen is Daily Bugle, J. Jonah Jameson, saying Spider-Man killed Mysterio. It's the Far From Home ending. Where, you know, it's outed. So Venom got teleported into the MCU by Doctor Strange at the end of
Venom. if it's whenever J. Jonah Jameson is talking about that, then wouldn't that also be before Doctor Strange does the hoodoo?
We don't. It's like a news running shit again. Like, live.
It.
It's just it's not a this just in. It's, hey, Spider-Man killed Mysterio. And then Venom looks on the screen and it's like him, and he looks at the screen real weird.
So do you think, because I was talking to you about this, I think that the Sony people are trying to make the Sinister Six, but as good guys. Because so far we've had Vulture on a redemption arc, Venom on a redemption arc. Morbius is humane for now.
I don't think Vulture's on a redemption arc per se, but he's on a...
Yeah, because he got saved
by
Tom
Holland.
He's
on a crime lord. Yeah, well, Tom Holland doesn't kill, you know, and it's his crush's dad, and so he saves him, but then at the end of that movie, he's already in prison trying to pull strings and get people to, like, fight with him and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, like, hero redemption arc. I think it might be an anti-villain redemption arc for the Sinister Six, because you already see that Scorpion is kind of a part of that. You see that we haven't seen Rhino. And we haven't seen Electro yet. But if Electro gets in this movie as well, then that's all
Electro's
of them.
Electro's rumored to be in Far From Home, so.
No Way Home.
No Way Home. God, I swear to God, that whole Home shit's got to stop.
So that would, I don't know if they're doing it in No Way Home immediately, but that would be the Sinister Six all right there.
Yeah, no, and the No Way Home trailer, there's been confirmed Doc Ock, Green Goblin, Lizard.
Oh my god, I just got the fucking plot of it. Okay. Because if you count Venom, that's seven. Venom's going to be a good guy. Because they do it all the time in the comics.
Yeah, I feel like Venom is going to be... Because he's not really a bad guy in the two Venom movies.
Yeah.
He's going to combine with Spider-Man to defeat the Sinister Six.
I don't think he's going to... Well, do you mean Venom combined?
Yeah.
No, I think he's going to... I think they're... But they do it all the time in the comics, but for a personal gain of each person, I think that they're going to do this one as a moral gain for once, but they're going to have the two team up. And that sounds badass, because I really
In the end of Venom 2,
mm-hmm.
Venom kind of wanted to kill Peter Parker. He licked the screen, because he licked the screen really weird, and he said him. It was like he wanted to eat him. I was like, bro. Yeah, chill. It was weird.
Or maybe he just wants his powers.
Yeah.
That.
He's going to absorb his power. He's going to be the Venom we know and love. Because he can't thwip right now.
Yeah.
He can kind of thwip. I think they substituted the thwip with the tentacle shoot thing.
But now he's going to thwip.
Maybe. I think Venom might combine with Peter Parker and be
really
the Secret Lord.
It's just symbiote. We already had that.
So
we did already have that, but you never know.
Plus Eddie Brock.
So it's no secret that Sony is building their own Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
They came out and said it.
But it's also one of those things where are they going to combine? Because these two companies are just massive, and they don't like touching each other. Because whenever they do, it always goes bad.
So
didn't Tom Holland say this was going to be the last Spider-Man movie?
Like, it might be the last Spider-Man movie, but that doesn't mean it's going to be the last of the Spider-Man or the Spider shit.
No. And last Spider-Man movie of the Tom Holland era.
Yeah. And I think that's a good idea. A trilogy is always like a good... rule of threes is always a good...
I feel like there's more to him, though. Like, I feel like he could make appearances like Iron Man did. Like, Iron Man had his three movies,
but he was also
in 700 different movies.
I think he's going to. I think they're done with the movies, but I don't think we're done with Spider-Man.
I think there's more main character shit they could do with Spider-Man, though. Because these past three movies, they didn't do a whole lot with them. Like, he didn't develop or do much. Because in the first one, he was a kid in high school. He got the suit, and then he got the suit taken away. So he knows humility, and he knows, you know, great power comes great responsibility. And then the second movie, I gotta save my crush and then kiss her. That's all he was doing in the second movie. I gotta stop Mysterio. And he went through, you know, all the mental things that Mysterio put him through, like the visions and stuff. But he didn't really develop all that much. He just was Peter Parker.
Well,
you
also had the ending of the first movie where like he was this weak boy and eventually he turned to a man. Where he was able to lift the rocks off of him,
yeah.
And then, like,
I'm
feel like he
after
had quite
that
a character
moment,
moment,
after that moment, he didn't develop at all. He's still the same Peter Parker. Like, they did all the stuff that they could do with Tom Holland, Peter Parker, in the span of like a year. Like,
yeah,
he only has a year of
the,
input.
The second movie was just trauma, though. I feel like, for better or for worse, it was the trauma of that and then also Mysterio being a fuckwit. You had those two things combined, and then he goes over that. So you have this first movie where it's physical trauma, and then the second movie where he overcomes mental trauma. And now you have the third movie where he's just going to get to be a badass for 2 hours.
Multiversal trauma.
And then the fourth movie, financial trauma. Fuck!
How's Peter going to pay his college bills? Who knows?
Oh, that's already paid for.
How's right? Peter going to rent?
We already know Tony Stark has him set up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has him
really
set up just past.
I really want to – I want to see a scene of Tom Holland doing the, you'll get your damn rent when you fix this door. Like the Tobey Maguire scene.
Okay, so
– fix the damn door.
Whenever he combines with the symbiote, I want to see him walking down the sidewalk, snapping his fingers and dancing.
Oh God!
Dude, somebody made a stop. Somebody made a stop motion of that.
Really?
With all three of them. Yeah, I'll send you the link to it. It's hilarious.
Okay. So, Alex.
Yeah.
We were texting before the show, and you had said that there was something that confused you when you wanted to talk about it on air.
I wasn't confused. I kind of said it when you dipped out real quick. I think the fan base is going to be confused, and Marvel might lose some of their fan base because people were already confused. I don't know where you came. I can't remember where you were at when I said it, but people were already confused with the 23 Marvel movies and then the X-Men movie. Like, since there's so many Marvel titles and Marvel stuff going on when those movies came out, I think people are going to just be more confused and kind of frustrated with the whole Morbius, Venom, Spider-Man thing, trying to bring that all together. Because then they're going to go, like, it's basically how I said it, is not everybody is like us. We don't always talk about, they don't always talk about Marvel movies. Like, that's not always on their mind. And
right.
So people outside of our ring have asked me questions and stuff, like going before seeing a Marvel movie and stuff. Asking if it connects, what's this connect to, and then you got to explain to them and stuff like that.
Okay,
and
yeah, I remember that part.
And so I think people are just going to get lost and confused in some of these multiversal movies, but I think they're going to be great movies. Like, I'm not saying they're going to be bad. I just think it's going to lose a lot, not a lot of the fan base, but a good portion of the fan base is just going to get lost and frustrated and not want to watch.
I think it's going to come to a point to where you're going to have seen, like, the TV shows and every other movie or iteration of what Marvel has put out, even the what-if scenarios. Because I've heard...
Honestly, I think it's going to turn into a massive money grab because you're going to have to watch the shows to understand, and then you're going to have to buy Disney Plus and buy all this stuff to understand what's going on at a $7 movie.
I think that's why Disney Plus does so much else that isn't Marvel, is because Disney itself is trying to do all these different things. So if you want to enjoy Marvel, you know, just like if you wanted to enjoy the comics, you had to buy all the comics from all the different ones, and
yeah,
then also buy the comics that go together.
Yeah, you have to buy Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Secret Wars,
yeah,
and everything to understand the full story.
Comic prices
compared
to movie prices are a lot different.
Yeah, but Disney Plus is not different. And that's what they're going for. They're going for Disney Plus.
Yeah, they're trying
to
bring people to Disney Plus.
Yeah, which I don't see the need that they have to. I feel like it's doing very well on its own.
Yeah, but they want it to do better. You always want it to do better.
Yeah, you want to bring in those people that are confused when they see, you know, like multiverse and stuff like that. Like, how did this happen?
Like, they already did it. They've already done it with Black Widow. The end of Black Widow had, what's that woman's name from the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Valentina.
Yeah, that she was in that first, and the people, not everybody that watched Black Widow watched Falcon and Winter Soldier. When they saw her at the end of that, they're like, well, "Who the hell is that?"
Well, I'm sure she's actually going to get explained at some point, because we were in Falcon and Winter Soldier, and we were like, "Well, who the hell is that?"
Yeah. So
she explained herself, though. She was like, well, I'm Valentina, and I'm creating this whatever, and you...
Well, yeah, I mean,
it.
Sort of.
She explained
like,
herself a little bit, but...
Falcon and Winter Soldier, but not Black Widow.
And also,
she didn't watch Falcon and Winter Soldier. And Black Widow, she literally showed up and was like, yeah, I know it's your day off and your sister said, but here's money, you're working for me.
And,
yeah, and
she's also... she's hasn't even explained her full self yet, though. Like, I feel like we're going to get that in a movie. Because comics, she's a lot more than just, I'm looking at you. You're cool. Sign this contract.
And she's a female version of Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Gosh, she's going to be the new Nick Fury. I bet you that's what it is. You don't even have to explain it to me.
But, like...
She's new Nick Fury.
Anti-Nick Fury, because she's putting together, like, bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting together people with bad intents. Because you have...
It's like they're making a Suicide Squad, because we all know the Suicide Squad is the best movie of all time.
Right? So my thing is the one. So the one thing that kind of confused me...
She's Amanda Waller.
Oh,
that's
see, I can see that.
This is Amanda Waller, but white. Well, I was like, we got to be different. We have to
race them. Be different. Make the black people white.
Make the white people black.
Disney. Disney, make the black people white. I want that to be their new motto.
Oh, God. Please no. Please no. Well, the Warner Brothers would be make the white people black.
It's gonna be like a, it's gonna be like an exclusive thing. Like, you know how you have like the iPhone, and then there's like an exclusive iPhone. There's gonna be Disney Plus whitewash edition.
Oh God. The crows are coming back.
Disney Plus, but everybody is white. Turns Disney into Plus. A YouTube thing.
Disney Plus gender bender edition.
So we've got 12 minutes. I want to put this out real quick before we have to get into our ending. One of the things that kind of confuses me and kind of bothers me is, so Morbius was supposed to come out last year, if I remember correctly.
Somewhere around then, yeah. I think it was supposed to come out a little bit after Halloween.
Am I correct? It was like either last year or the beginning of this year.
I thought it was supposed to come out in, like, November, right? Of last year.
I think so.
It was supposed to come out July 10th, 2020.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, basic production was complete.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, things had to slow down and stuff like that. And now they're releasing it after No Way Home and... you know, all that,
yeah.
And after Let There Be Carnage, because Let There Be Carnage was supposed to come out after Morbius.
Mm-hmm.
So now my question is how, with everything that we have discussed about the Morbius trailer and everything that we have seen and everything that we have speculated on with the multiverse and the combining of the universes and stuff like that, specifically when... they say in the second trailer, talking about what happened in San Francisco, which would have been Venom, how would they have released that without spoiling Carnage and No Way Home?
Well, the trailer
they were
made after production.
I think they were referring to the first Venom movie.
Right, but Venom's
Morbius,
not...
I think they changed the script big time for Morbius, because it was supposed to release almost 2 years ago, and I think they had a different script for it then. I think they may have changed it quite drastically in that...
You think they rewrote the script because of it?
Probably.
And redid shoots and production?
We had a lot of
that makes the that makes the most sense to me. Because if you think about it, it was supposed to release in 2020.
Right, which means it would have just been a Morbius movie.
And that means they would have been working on it before then, probably in late 2018, early 2019, when the first Venom movie released.
Right.
So I'm thinking it was supposed to be like a sequel, not a sequel, but a after the happenings of the first Venom movie. But
okay.
Everything got jumbled and, you know, everybody got sick. They had to change it up. And this
so
just
supposed
makes
to be,
no sense.
So you think it was originally supposed to be in the Venom universe, not in the MCU, but now
I think it is in the Venom universe. I think the Venom and Morbius share a universe together. Like, they are one.
Okay. Because the prevailing thought is that Morbius is actually in the MCU universe versus the Venom universe.
Well, I think after Venom, they've probably combined now.
I mean, it's a possibility.
Which means that what's going to happen
in
Morbius...
I guess we'll get answers
probably,
in 2 months.
Yeah, I'm assuming that Morbius is going to still be... I don't think he's going to be a part of the Sinister Six. I think he's going to be detached from them, but now he will have ties to the MCU stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I
like,
heard
his movie
a rumor that Blade might show up in Morbius, because it's a vampire thing. Or Morbius might show up in Blade.
So that was a rumor that I heard, is that they were going to do Morbius and then Because Blade is actually a property of MCU, not
yeah, they're making
a property of Disney.
Yeah, they're making the Blade movie for the MCU.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Morbius will be like a hopping character. Like he started off with the Sinister Six and this new slate of movies coming up, but then since he's a vampire and stuff, he'll go into the Blade realm.
I think Sony and Disney will eventually kind of combine even more than what they are.
They might totally separate after this. Like, this might be, like, at the end of No Way Home, Tom Holland's Peter Parker could just say, well, my life is ruined here. I might as well go over here. And he might go into the Sony-verse, and then no more Spider-Man MCU. They could just cut
that
right there.
That might be the same reason that the Vulture is over in Morbius, because that property of Sony will also skip over.
Yeah, it's
so
possible.
They could split again, and then all of that would be over here now.
Yeah. Or they could be leading up to something where they combine the two universes. It could go either way. It could be completely separate, or they could combine the two universes.
If Tom Holland is not going to do anything more, that's probably why they're making all these other movies separate and epic. Like, they're not making a Sinister Six movie. They're making all these separate movies. It's probably because if they split, then you're going to have no Tom Holland. They're probably not going to go for a new Spider-Man immediately. So you have to have these other people to work
with. I don't think they'll do any more Peter Parker Spider-Man after Tom Holland for a while, like a while. I think they will go to Miles.
We had nearly three trilogies. If, you know, Andrew Garfield wasn't an asshole, we had nearly three trilogies in 20 years.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we are down to the last couple minutes of the show. I want to thank Alex, our co-host, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Austin, our producer, for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
It was an amazing show tonight. I had a lot of fun. I also want to thank all of our supporters, listeners, and followers. We really couldn't do it without you. I mean, we could, but it would be kind of boring. So, thank you again. Oh, goodness. I completely lost my train of thought. All right. Support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. They're out there every day, putting their lives on the line for you. Don't judge the 99% by the 1%. There are some really, really good ones out there. As always, ladies and gentlemen, please be safe. Be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on with Curiosity Media. Every Sunday night for Movie of the Week. Every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace. Every Wednesday night for the Cinephiles, and every Friday night for Note by Note. I want to tell everybody to, you know, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you back here Sunday night for BTS, Friday night for Curiosity. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Of course. All right. Good night, everybody.
Dripping down is just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be